West Lube Shopping Tour.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, and fairly lengthy. Well, there's quite a few items on the consent agenda, Ron.
There are. It's fall, so it's time to issue general obligation bonds. We do that roughly twice a year. We have about $6.2 million in general obligation bonds for a number of various projects. This is the permanent financing for those projects. All of them have dedicated revenue streams. Most of them are water, wastewater, stormwater, some transportation components that we're providing. And then when we do bond issues, our consulting teams look at our existing debt and whether or not there's any existing debt that would benefit from refinancing based on the rates that they are at the time. Rates are still very low, and so they've identified about $4 million in outstanding debt that would be appropriate to refinance, and so we're looking at that, and obviously we won't do that unless we actually achieve savings that create that opportunity, but the ordinance will authorize a little over $10 million in general obligation bonds. Again, $6.2 million in new bonds and about $4 million in refinancing bonds. We'll finalize that after we have a bid date on November 21st to receive those new bids for those bonds. Other action, we have a contract with BG Consultants of Manhattan, Kansas in the amount of $108,378. This is design work for a recent grant that we received on the US 24 or Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Kimball Avenue intersection. So basically, if you're eastbound on Kimball, stopped at the traffic signal at Tuttle Creek Boulevard, this will add an additional right-hand turn lane and an additional left-hand turn lane, and it will also provide for pedestrian crossing phases. The pedestrian crosswalk will be on the north leg of that intersection. So a good improvement. It's about a little over $1.1 million project, and hopefully we'll get that designed and construction hopefully will be next summer. We also have an agreement with AMEC Foster Wheeler. They're out of Topeka. This is the group that's done a lot of the floodplain work for the state, and we're asking them to enter into a contract for $86,000 with us to look at the feasibility of constructing some Fort Riley detention ponds on post. A number of years ago, we had a group called the Wildcat Creek Working Advisory Group, and that was formed as a result of several flash floods we'd had on Wildcat Creek and looking at ways to improve that flood resiliency. We applied for a national HUD grant in flood resiliency. We weren't successful in that application, but we learned a lot from that process. And one of the proposed improvements to explore were these detention ponds within that Wildcat Creek watershed. The fort composes, I think, about 30% of the entire watershed. And so if these detention ponds would detain some of that water and slow it down, that might have an impact. And that's what this study is to really determine. How much of an impact would they have and would they be feasible? Are you going to slow down 1% of it, or are you going to slow down 10%? So, or what? And so, you know, does it make sense that you would spend the money to construct them? And would it make a difference? And so that's really what it's about. Actually, we're partnering with Riley County. They've already approved their half, about $43,000 towards the project, and we'll be doing the project administration. Fort Riley has also bless this process and are looking forward to partnering. One of the things that we talk about partnerships, and this is one of the things we're paying for, but if it looks like it is reasonable, then they would actually utilize their engineering construction crews and do the construction. So that's one of those things where they could give back and provide a partnering to the community as well. So they're excited about that opportunity. Another project is to is our first significant award of the new street tax maintenance dollars. So the two-tenths sales tax that the voters approved last year is been collected since April of this year, and we've collected about $767,000 in new sales tax funds so far this year, and we're going to award about $559,000 of those funds to Van Nahum Construction of Manhattan, Kansas, to do additional street maintenance work up and around the Sunset Zoo area, primarily in this particular contract. And so that work should begin yet this fall once we've issued the contract. We have a City University project that we're awarding, had good bids for. I might add that we had, I think, six bidders on that project for street maintenance, which was very good bids. Trail lighting, this is in the Jardine area. There's a bike path, pedestrian bicycle path, that links College Avenue with Jardine. And so it's a nice cut through, but it gets pretty dark. There's some wooded areas there. And so this was a project brought originally by the university to provide some pedestrian level lighting along that trail. And so we're doing the administration on this particular project, and we had about a bid estimate from the engineer of about $150,000. We received a low bid from Heineken Electric and of $124,243. So we're able to do the entire project and look forward to awarding that. We also, I think we mentioned last time, we've gotten some new grant awards that had come and from KDOT, and so we're officially accepting those grants. It's the first grant is a phase 2B of the Safe Routes to School program, and that's about a $518,000 project, and $400,000 of that is grant funds. We also have the phase 3 of the Juliet Brick Street Rehabilitation program from Osage Street to Points Avenue, and that's about a $1.3 million project, of which $900,000 is grant funds. And then the other item of interest would be to approve and authorize an annual agreement with Whoville, Inc. This is the holiday lighting and special events regarding the festival lights down at Blue Plaza that allows them to use the plaza to put the tree on and a number of other infrastructure components. The city partners with that in providing the electrical hookups and the electrical, and then we also put lights on the Discovery Center and the parking garage.
I know the mayor has several items. Let's go ahead and take another break, though, 9:43, and we want to go over some other meeting information,
sure,
too. Again, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fair, Mayor Linda Morris with us today, 537-1350. One more segment to call in if you have items of interest having to do with the city of Manhattan.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker.